the conflict of interest situation, I think the conflict of interest situation, I think we're all aware is because of Data Bank's involvement in Ministry of Finance activity.
Yes.
Now, Ministry of Finance has for a few years now had a policy to encourage local participation in our financial activities. And to do this, we always tendered when there were projects available, and we evaluated and then we picked the best responses, and Data Bank happened to be one of those companies that we picked. And this is not only during this minister's tenure. This was before this minister's tenure. The Ministry of Finance has worked with Data Bank, and we have worked with them and with other local financial institutions because they presented themselves as able to perform the tasks for which we were looking for advice, technical advice, legal advice, whatever. And as far as I know, nothing has ever been handed to Data Bank on a silver platter. Data Bank has always had to compete, like every other institution, to be part of what the Ministry of Finance does. And I do believe that we have worked with other local institutions, local financial institutions, and probably have even done more work with some local financial institutions. It's already been mentioned that conflict of interest issues are the realm of SRAJ. And so they should be referred to SRAJ so that SRAJ can do an investigation and either justify them or debunk them. But from where I was sitting in the Ministry of Finance, because I was there, I just retired. I don't see that there were any remarkable conflict of interest issues that have resulted in, as has been alleged, the minister taking advantage of government finances and enriching himself or an affiliate at the expense of the country. I don't see that has happened.
Mm.